There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people? Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, knew that kid was there on the mountain when Jesus saw the crowd of people gathering around. He didn't know what 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish were among a crowd of 5,000 people. But he knew that child was there. While some saw hunger and seeming scarcity, he also saw people and resources, gifts already in their midst. If you didn't have a chance to stop by this week, you need to know that there were a lot of kids here with their own gifts and questions and resources. They each carry with them some form of 5 loaves of bread or 2 fish. And oh, what a gift it has been to see them this past week, to know that they are here in our midst. At Vacation Bible School this week, this space was transformed upstairs and downstairs along the themes of being shipwrecked on an island. We patched up that sail over there. You can take a look. Each of the stickers on there is a patch of God sightings, where people saw God this week. A week spent discovering how Jesus rescues us. There were kids who are here at VBS every year, some who are here for the first time, and some who are only ever here for Vacation Bible School. And they are all amazing. There's a kid here this week who knew the Bible story so well they could help tell them without much prompting. There's a kid who hasn't heard much about Jesus yet. There's a kid who felt lonely. There's a kid who sat by their side. There's a kid here who could dance like no other. There's a kid who would belt out the songs with all their heart. There's a kid who felt sad. There's a kid who knew how to make everyone laugh. There were volunteers here, too, some whom I cannot picture Vacation Bible School without, some who were volunteering for the first time or maybe trying out a different station this year or just spending a week learning how to floss from the experts. Andrew knew there was a boy there who had 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. He didn't know that Jesus could take those loaves and fish and then give thanks and distribute it so that everyone could have enough to eat until they were satisfied, and then still gather up 12 baskets of fragments. Andrew had no idea what Jesus could do, but he knew there was a child there. Bread was present on the mountain, and perhaps he dared to hope that Jesus might surprise them all. I don't think that we to this day can foretell what Jesus can do, or even be aware of what Jesus is doing in the moment. But I hope we will try to be as attentive as Andrew and see these kids all around us. See each other. Pay attention to the gifts that we each bring to the table to share. Jesus uses what's already there, brings abundance beyond expectation or comprehension. Or as we say at the end of worship in this season, our closing benediction is this: may God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine, grant you the gifts of hope and faith. These are words of hope and promise, and they come from the second reading, the letter to the Ephesians that we just heard this morning. To God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. In this unimaginable feeding story, Jesus feeds God's hungry people. Reminiscent of the prophet Elijah, God in Jesus feeds people with more than enough. And there is more than enough of these stories in our scriptures. As a heads up, we are entering into the 6 weeks of the Bread of Life discourse, so we will hear week after week, we will be shaped week after week of this God who provides, of Jesus who uses what is already there to meet our physical and spiritual hunger. And then today we have a second part of the story, that storm. It's in this second part of the story that I'm reminded of our theme of Vacation Bible School, of being rescued by Jesus. So each week we heard about Jesus rescuing us in different times. So if you are here, I'm going to need your help. When you are lonely, Jesus rescues. When you're worried, Jesus rescues. When you struggle, Jesus rescues. When you do wrong, Jesus rescues. And when you're powerless, Jesus rescues. After this great feeding story on the mountain, Jesus withdraws on that mountain by himself, and the disciples go down. They get into a boat. It's evening and dark, so they can't see, but they start to cross to Capernaum. And that's where the great storm happens. The wind was blowing, the sea was rough, and they had not yet seen Jesus. And I can imagine that the disciples in that moment knew something about being lonely or worried or struggle, feeling powerless. And then they see Jesus walking on water, coming to them in the boat. Jesus is in the middle of the sea where it seems that they should be alone or they should be powerless, but it's there that Jesus shows up. Jesus says, "It is I. I am who I am. Do not be afraid." And they want to hold on. They want to bring Jesus into that boat, but immediately they arrive safe to shore. Jesus is the one who will never let go. Will keep showing up in the disciples' lives and in ours. Jesus is the one who will feed us abundantly, who will walk on water to take care of us and relentlessly love us. These are the stories of Jesus who rescues. And each morning of this past week, adults and kids, many who know their fair share of storms in this life, they were held together by Jesus. This good news that's made known for 1 week in the community of VBS, in the nourishment of creative snacks, activity of games and water balloons, video storytelling, science and arts, and Bible adventures. Two nights ago at bedtime, Friday night at my house, my daughter's sleepy reflection on the day and the week was this: "I wish I could go to VBS every day." And then with a bit more dramatic emphasis, "Next year's too far away. I can't wait that long." But I assured her she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to wait a whole year. Soon, she'll be learning more stories from the Bible in Sunday school. She'll be playing with and making new friends in preschool. She'll be singing songs in Cherub's Choir, and she'll get to share not just snack time downstairs, but dinner at prime time. She'll get to do parts of VBS all throughout the year. Dear friends, these kids who have spent the past week here are really great. They have so much to share with you. So they need you to show up and learn from them. Teach them in Sunday school. Share meals with them on Wednesdays. Be here each weekend to share this sacred meal. For these kids, the people that you're sitting by today, the people we have yet to meet, we are all a part of what it means to participate in a community of faith. That we might be like Andrew and see who's present. Have some sense of one another's gifts, what we all bring to the table to share, and then see what amazing things God will do with what is already here. Feed us, reveal abundance, show up in the storms, and guide us safely to shore. I give thanks to God for God's power working in us that can do infinitely more than we could ever ask or imagine. And I pray that the gift of these children be a source of encouragement to you, that you too will keep holding on to God, because God never lets go of you. Amen.